The Oracle is back!
Curate topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
I will admit that I look forward to every Thursdays, another opportunity to share the experiences of others with you. Good morning. Welcome to the retirement episode of Stockwatch on Radio. I'm Ruth Ibikunle. Yes, a quick update of transactions at the Nigerian equity market yesterday. The Nigerian equity market on Wednesday grew further as the All Share Index appreciated by 1.25% to settle at 48,138.71 points on the previous close of 47,545.86 points. Investors gained 320 billion naira as the market capitalization was up by 1.25% to close at 25.952 trillion naira from the previous close of 25.632 trillion naira. An aggregate of 349.6 million units of shares were traded in 4,587 deals valued at 3.699 billion naira. The market breadth closed positive as 28 equities appreciated in their share prices against 21 equities that declined in their share prices. Japo Gold and Eternal Oil led the gainers with 10% growth each to close at the 3 kobo and 5 naira 5 kobo from the previous close of 30 kobo and 5 naira respectively. Guinness, Mayer and WAPIC among other gainers also grew their share prices by 9.96%, 9.66%, and 9.52% respectively. Union Daikon led price decline as stable as it shed 9.60% of its share price to close at 8 naira 95 kobo from the previous close of 9 naira 90 kobo. CWG, John Oath and Regency Alliance among other price decliners also shed their share prices by 9.28%, 8.97%, and 8.57% respectively. Zenibank traded about 24 million units of its shares in 404 deals, valued at about 571.5 million naira. Fidelity Bank traded 21 million units of its shares in 213 deals, valued at about 80 million naira. UBA traded about 20 million units of its shares in 165 deals, valued at 160.5 million naira.
Your tomorrow is taken care of with African Alliance Insurance PLC. African Alliance. Inspiring dreams and putting smiles on your faces. With our children education plan, and the money appreciation plan, our Esusu and Takafu plans are designed for the best of you.
Since 1960, African Alliance Insurance PLC has supported families and businesses across generations. With over 18 branches nationwide and a strong retail team aided by technology, we have the network to support your dreams and make them come true. So come join our happy family of policyholders. Visit www.africanallianceplc.com to get started today or call 080-6630-9476 and 080-6632-5672. African Alliance Insurance PLC.
With you for life.
Hello, good morning, sir. It's great to have you on the program today.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you, sir. How are you doing too, sir?
I'm doing fine.
All right, thank God for that. Our audience would like to meet you.
I'm Abiodu A. Bayewu, a family man and a retiree from the upstream oil and gas sector. I retired over 14 years ago.
That's a long time ago, 14 years. So when you hear about retirement, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
Rest, of course. And indulging in things I love doing and had been unable to do for lack of free space. So it's a welcome development, so to say.
All right, sir. So we would like to know, life in employment, how was it for you? Please share with us.
Well, mixed grill, I would say. Life in employment can be very exciting, hectic, and stressful. You bring to bear those skills you learned primarily at school, but then those skills are limited. That implies that you have to pay attention to programs put in place by the employer to enhance one's personal professional skills in order to be able to discharge assigned duties. Oftentimes, there are projects to be executed within deadlines. I must be a good team player, of course. As an engineer or a geologist, you are out in the field most of the time, regardless of holidays, except when you are on leave. At such free times, you make sure you spend quality time with the family.
Which companies did you work with while in employment?
Well, I retired from Conoil Oil and Oil Production.
How old were you when you retired, sir?
Okay, I retired in 2007. I was about 58.
58, but you had spent like 35 years in service because you were not 60 years when you retired.
Well, I started working in the oil industry in 1978.
All right, sir. So like every other person in employment, you had a retirement day in view. Like when you got employed, you already knew that it's either you're 60 years or you've spent 35 years in service. So when you got employed, did you ever make plans for that period of your life when retirement will come?
Well, yes, of course. But during our time, in addition to self-investment initiatives like stocks, shares, and small-scale businesses along the side, the government had in place the National Provident Fund. I'm sure you must have heard about that. That's the NPF. This metamorphosed to National Insurance Security and Trust Fund, NISTF. And then we had the National Housing Scheme, NHS. Employers and employees were compelled by government to contribute certain percentages of the employees' income into these funds, both in the public and private sectors. In the oil and gas sector, well, housing grant was institutionalized by the unions. Then, of course, you know, this guaranteed accommodation at retirement. And income from investments and small-scale businesses have sustained my wife and I so far.
All right, sir. So you already made plans investing towards your days in retirement while you were in employment.
Exactly. Right. Alongside with government plans for the employees.
All right, sir. So in retirement, what has been the best part of retirement for you?
Oh, interesting. Well, being able to spend quality time with my family and execute some pet projects. Well, these projects include magazine publication and TV content production.
So that's like your side hustle, the side business you're talking about?
Yes, along with the side businesses.
Okay, so apart from this TV production, and you still have other side businesses you engage in while in retirement?
Yes.
Would you care to share with us, sir?
Well, since I'm into magazine production and TV content production, obviously I must have a studio. You know that, and people come in now and again, okay? And there's one other pet project that is very, very close to my heart. We are still working on it, so it's not meant for the public yet, but we are seriously working on it.
All right, sir. So, sorry.
We are yet to unveil it.
If you don't mind me asking, how old are you at the moment, sir?
Well, I'm about 72, 73.
So where do you get the strength to do all of this side also at that age? Because for most people, their health will not avail them to engage in all those things you do. Where do you get the strength from?
Well, it's by the grace of God. And, you know, as a geologist, you know, we have to be physically fit, and that has sustained me till now.
Sir, so how do you go from being a geologist in the oil and gas business to TV content production? It's like a different field entirely. How do you go from there, from geology to the broadcast world?
Well, like I said, these are pet projects. Okay, while in the industry, you know, I was saddled with a lot of documentations, you know, compilation and what have you. So that more or less, enhanced my skill, you know. So it was very easy for me to go into to production, to magazine production. Okay. As for the TV content, well, the content was basically domestic content. But when I start talking about it now, I'm sure your producer will not like to have an advert at this point in time from my end. So let's keep that off the table.
All right, sir. So if you are given the opportunity to change one thing about about making plans towards your retirement, is there anything you would have changed?
Well, normally, like I said, these pet projects, they are quite challenging. So if I were to start it all over again, I would love to undergo some business models, study the business models of these pet projects. But for now, I'm depending on quite a number of people to do that. And you know what that means? That's cost. And you have to compromise the quality.
Because you have to contract some of these jobs out. It's not something you can entirely do on your own.
Yes.
All right, sir. So, what are the major challenges? What major challenges do you think retirees are facing in our country?
Well, these challenges are enormous, but I'll just mention a few that are peculiar to retirees. Inflation is one of them. Irregular or non-payment of pension and retirement benefits. Of course, these go along with the challenges that regular workers face, and you know what that means.
All right. If you are to give advice to this to those who are currently in employment at the moment, like if you are to give advice to them, what would you say to them about they need to plan towards their days in retirement?
Well, from experience, I would say first of all, you need to get close to God in terms of prayers and Christ-like behavior. It's important. Then you have to identify your God-given gift or talent and think of how you will develop it either in self-employment or as an employee, ensuring that you exploit it for God, for yourself, and humanity. Thirdly, invest in penny stocks whenever you have a windfall. Educate your children, as these are your tomorrow. We know that for sure. Make sure you retain your old friends and make new ones along the way. Honestly, this will constitute a unique network to exploit later in life. Your network is your net worth. It goes a long way in making you what you are and ensuring that your efforts, are blessed.
All right, sir. Thank you so much for your time on the program this morning, sir.
Thank you, too, for having me.
That's all we can take on the retirement episode today. Fridays are dedicated to responding to your questions. Send in your questions to 0703-134-1703 or drop them on our WhatsApp and Telegram platform. StocksNG.com is still the best go-to website for your updates and analysis on the Nigerian capital market and Nigerian economy. I have to go now. We'll be here again tomorrow. Same time, same station. Ruth Ibikunle, do have a great and rewarding day. Bye for now.